Okay. Simeon Ches, Siv Gimel, continuing Hilchos Tefilas Shmoneh Esrei. So I'm a spell or tzara sheyeda sheshchina kenegda. Somebody who's davening needs to know that the Shechina is opposite him. Believe it or not, it's actually a pasuk, not just a niggun. Right? I'm gonna spill my like water. Now meaning you should spill out your heart like water, noichach pnei Hashem. V'yara kavana, and then if you think that you're standing in front of Hashem, so then you obviously you're gonna have kavana. V'yaser kol machshavas atardus. Say this is probably the hardest part of davening, right? That you have to remove the machshavas that are matriachim ad shetishoyer machshavtei v'kavanasei zaka b'tfilasei, until all his machshavas and his kavanas are pure in his tfilas. V'yashay. And he has to think, and if he has to think for himself, if he would speak in front of a human king, he would be misadar his words, and he would make sure he practices speech in front of the king, etc., etc. So he doesn't mess up. He has to be. So this is the real scary part, because in front of Hashem, what you're thinking is like what you're speaking. And Hashem knows all of a man's thoughts. So basically, even if you're talking your talk, if you're saying the Shemoneh Esrei, which we do, but if you're having it in your head that you're, you know, the sports team or whatever other stupidities that it is that we have, then Hashem knows exactly what you're thinking, which means that you're botching the tefillah.
But it's a stam, no? Should we say Hashem connect us on it?
Right.
So it's always a concern.
No, but this is where you're talking to Hashem and you're machshavas as if you're speaking. Right? So meaning even if you're speaking and you're even teaching it, but if you're thinking about, meaning you're translating it, but if you're thinking about something else, then that's as if you're talking stupidity to Hashem. You have to think how great Hashem is and the lowness of a person. And you have to remove all your tainug from your heart. Basically, you got to spend a good few minutes thinking and trying to adjust our brains before we start.
So if it's something that like Lamai said it's needed, then it's not so.
If it's something you needed, right?
Like people usually bothered with thinking like, oh, like children, you know, should do him this. Like let's say those ideas wouldn't be such a bezoin.
Why should that be a bezoin? You need a diamond for that.
No, I'm saying because you Lamai say you're supposed to focus on the meaning of the words, and you are like, you know, you have other thoughts in your mind while you're talking to Hashem.
But those are the things that you're supposed to daven for.
Right, you're supposed to daven. So I'm saying it wouldn't be such a bezoin, I assume, or it would be. It's only basically Norishkeit that would be like so bad.
Right. Okay, I hear that, but that's something that you do daven. Fine. Dalit, I'm a spal tzara shiyachavim beliboy befirish hamilas shu yomaitzi besvasov. Somebody who davens, he needs to have a kavan in his heart. The translation that he's saying, shenemar tochen libam takshiv aznecha. Put your heart and let your ears listen. Ukvarnitvus uharbe sidurim apirish ashkenaz. Many sidurim already have the German translation, and every person has to learn and understand. Right? You see what he's saying? It's not pshat that you take your English translation of a siddur and you look at it while you're davening. No, you have to learn it and understand what you're davening. Right? Meaning, you know, we all take for a yom and a ra'im, we take our you know, siddurim, and we look at it and we think that's really not enough. Right, it's you have to actually study it. Otherwise, you can't really understand it. At least that's what I think. Right, b'meina yachal l'cham and pirush amilus. And let's say you can't understand it. Look, al apachas sarach shi'ashu b'shasa tefila b'dvarim hamachnim esaleves. And then at least think when you're davening with things that are, you know, humble your heart. L'chavnes libel avir shem shemayim and have kavana to your father in Shemayim, and let's say a stray thought comes to your head, you should be quiet and wait until the machshava is bottled. Personally, when I'm davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the piyutim, which are very difficult to understand, so that's what I have in my head. I mean, I try and work on the translation a little bit, but at least I put it in my head, and you know, just okay, Hashem, I'm davening to you, and I'm not sure exactly what the meaning of all this is, but the intention is to daven. But hey, Yechavan Raglav Zeh Tzel Zeh. When you daven Shmonesa, you should put your feet next to each other, Kilu Einon Ela Echad, as if they're only one. The Yadamas the Malachim to be similar to Malachim. Right, and they didn't have the 2 feet. Shenever raglaim regel yeshora, and their feet are straight. Klemer raglaim nearest karegel echad, their feet look like one foot. There's an igros Moshe that says that the feet should be touching by the front, that by the toes and by the heels. V'yochav roishem ma'at lamata, and you should bend over a little bit. V'yiskor einof shelo yistakov shum dover, and you have to close your eyes so you shouldn't. You shouldn't look at anything. And if you're davening in the siddur, you should not remove your eyes from the siddur, which is basically when the way women daven, that's probably the most correct way. And he puts his hand on his heart, Yamina al small on the right, on the left. And he daven with a blaze shalom, but aim with Yirubachno, with humbleness, ka'ani ya'imid ba'pesach, like an ani who's standing by the door asking for a handout. V'yotzias amilas mipiv, and you should say the words out of your mouth, be'kavano b'diktuk, properly. V'yispal kolech rufiya nuschoz shalai, and everybody should daven according to their nusuch, hein ashkenaz, hein svard, whether it's ashkenaz or svard. Kulam yisidosim b'harare kodesh, they're all based on big mountains. Aval al yerab tevas minuschoz nuschoz, but don't mix up tevas from one nusuch to another. Right, that's meaning don't daven half Sfard, half Ashkenaz. You call nusach emesem and nuyos the sfiras al pisaylus gedaylus, because all nuscha and their tevas are counted, meaning every word is counted with major base with the page with meaning saylus gedaylus means big secrets really, right? Ve'ain la'isaf either grind, don't add or subtract, meaning everything was done with an exact cheshbon. Fine. You have to be careful to daven quietly. But it has to be loud enough that you could hear what you're saying. But somebody sitting next to you should not hear you. Or the lips should. Her lips. Well, that, a lot of davening we learned from Chana, right? Her lips were moving, but you couldn't hear her voice.
Is it the din and tila that it always has to be quiet, or it's only when next to other people?
It sounds like it should always be quiet, but you could hear that it's really meaning the really because the pshat is that if you daven out loud, then it's mashma that Hashem needs to hear you, right? If you don't yell, Hashem can't hear you. What do you mean? Hashem could hear you wherever you are.
But last time we learned that it's good to daven out loud to have better kavana.
Right, so because that's to help your kavana, but that's you can't do that. Right, Elchanami, out that you could raise your voice, but
it sounds like if we are going according to Hana, so it sounds like it should always be quiet.
That seems the default is quiet. If you need to raise your voice in order to concentrate better, then if there's nobody else around, then you're allowed to do it. That's the way I understand.
Okay, fine. Okay.
That's why I understand. All right. Very good. Zion, lo yismich atzmei al shum dover. You shouldn't be leaning on anything. Afilu smicha koldu, even the smallest smicha. Bim hu chayla katzas, and if he's a little sick, yachal espal afilu yoyshe b'shoichev, he's allowed to daven even when he's sitting or laying down. Usha yachal l'chaven daitoy. That's as long as he can have kavana. Right, they, here you get into all the, you know, is it better for me to daven in a car because I have a lot more time? As opposed to when you get to work, you know, this is usually for women, or davening on the plane, sitting down as opposed to standing up, right? So you go with where you could, where you can daven the best. Let's say you're in a situation where you can't verbalize, so then at least think. Sometimes people have a throat surgery and they cannot mouth the words properly. Fine. Meaning that they could hear it. You shouldn't hold in your hand during Shmoneh Esrei only a siddur or machzor if you need it. But if you don't need it, it sounds like you shouldn't even have that in your hand. Now that's where there's where you get into can you daven from a cell phone? Because the cell phone's even worse because you worry, first of all, if it's on that people could text you during the davening or call you during that's stam wrong. Even if it's in your pocket, that's wrong. But I have no idea how anybody could possibly concentrate on davening when they have a phone on in their pocket that will ring, right? But obviously, you forget. But
And
lechatchila, how do you have that?
what's the Hatzolah guy would do? He should turn off,
Hatzolah is
not be
there.
on shift, not be on the shift that
You
time.
know what? If they're Mechal Shabbos, they can keep it on during Shemoneh Esrei too,
No,
right?
but I'm saying maybe should make up the shift in a way that they can
The
down and
halavai,
then.
and then they should do that on Shabbos too, so that you have a bunch of guys that daven early, and then they stay home and they don't have to carry the radios at all. But clearly, that's not the way they do it, right? But to hold your phone, you're afraid that it might fall. So that's it's it is it already takes away from some of your concentration. That's what some want to say. You should mark off where you have to daven. You shouldn't have to be flipping pages. Right? That's very negay. This week is Rosh Chodesh on Friday. Before you start Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, you don't start Musaf and then start flipping around for pages. First, you find the spot. And then you start your Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Obviously, most people cannot keep this halacha, that there should be nothing separating the person from the wall. And Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and he davened. A chatzitza is only something that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Anything smaller than that's not a hefzik. Even something very big, and who double kavua,
Why isn't a table good enough?
a table is not, first of all, a table is not 10 tefachim high. Most are not 10 tefachim high.
They're not.
No. And it's not filled in. It's not
That's
filled
what
in.
I'm saying. If it's not filled in, it doesn't matter.
No,
That's called the answer.
that's not, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Bafilu dover godol and who dover kavua, if it's something that's like permanent, because an aron v'teva, like an aron or a table, right? Which is teva meaning the bima, loy chashav hefsek. That's not considered a hefsek. Adam nami ain't a chutz. It's a person's also not chutz. So now you went down in a shul. There's only so many people that can do mekayim this. Shasal tchak b'chol inyan ain la'akbid and shasal tchak and all inyan not to be makbid kibon shesoyger ain of a mispala mitoych hasider, because if he closes his eyes and learns from it, davens from Siddur, shalait is batal kavanose, that his kavana should not become batal. V'chein lo yispal keneged eze tzir, you should also not daven next to any pictures. V'im yikra lo yispalal, but if it happens, then he has to daven keneged beged or koysel mitzuyah, like if it's a beged or a wall that has decorations, yiskarenov, that close your eyes, keneged mara, spiegel also lispal, and are you not allowed to daven opposite a mirror, afilu be'inayim skuras, even if the eyes closed. Because basically, it looks like you're davening to yourself. Shilas, what about all those glasses that are, the reflections? Lachar, that's not a problem, but there are those that have an issue with it. Lo yispal b'bakam. This is actually from this week's parsha, because Yitzchak davened in the field, right? Lo yispal b'bakam paritz. We should not daven in an open place, can go in basada like in a field. But if it has walls, then it's fine. When you're in Makom Tznius, then you have fear from Hashem. Nichma, and a person's heart is broken and humble. And if he's in the way, then it's mutter for him to daven in the field. And if it's possible, he should daven in between the trees. That's a Magen Avraham, because that's more, that's sort of like indoors. Tess. A person should not burp or yawn. That's what happens sometimes, like a burp from it goes from his body to his mouth. Or he breathes out because he's full. And it's like a smell of what the food that he just ate. Some say it means like a yawn when he stretches out his body and his arms. Upio kainu shepaseach malkoichosav, and the piyuk is when he opens up his jaws. Ka'adam sharaitz alishan, if somebody wants to sleep, he yawns. So shaman b'sheno, or somebody who just got up. And let's say you're an oinus and you have to do any of these, you cover your mouth, so nobody should see you open your mouth. Pain also like lorak, you can't spit. And if you do have saliva into your mouth, and with starboy harbe, you have a lot of tsar until you can't daven. And then you could spit it, put it into a handkerchief or a baguette. If he's disgusting, you should lean on your left side and spit, meaning turn to the left, not lean, and then spit backwards. Meaning behind you. And if you can't do it to the behind you, then you should spit to your left. If you can't do it to your left, so spit to your right. And then if not, then you could even spit in front of you, which makes it looks like, since you're standing in front of Hashem, that's the issue. You don't want to be looking like you're spitting at Hashem. And let's say a bug bit him, you want to remove the bug, so you should try not to touch it with your bare hand and with your clothing. Because you don't want to be mevatel kavana, but not with your hand. Because then you should wash your hands. If nishma tatalas me'olav, let's say the talus falls down, yochal achzira afilo nafal rubai, you can put it back even if most of the talus falls off, aval nafal kulai. But if the whole thing fell off, ain rishay l'satik bai, then you can't wrap. Mishum dahavi hefsik, because it is a hefsik. If nafal sefer l'fanav al ha'aretz, and if a sefer falls down on the floor, we talk zem is babel b'kavanah, saying because the sefer fell down, you're having a bilbul of the kavana. You can't die. You can't concentrate. Mutalagbiya bein bracha lebracha. Then you can pick it up in between a bracha and a bracha. It's mashma that if you don't care that the sefer is on the floor, then you should continue Yishma Nesre. Only if it's bothering you should you go pick it up.
Should it be bothering you?
It should be bothering you, but not enough to ruin Yishma Nesre. That's what it sounds like.
There is a similar
Be,
note
I
for
mean,
Talis also. Similar note for
the
Talis
talus.
by Mishnah Brura. If also it's going to bother your Shmoneh Esrei, then you should put it back between brachas.
Yeah, right. If your talus falls off, and asurim, all these things. It's also until you take the 3 steps back. But for a hefsek, there's a difference. There he's going to discuss that if you say yilaratzon, then you're allowed to daven, then you're allowed to say things. Meaning basically saying you're still in Shmoneh Esrei until you take your 3 steps back. Meaning a common question that gets asked is you're waiting for the guy behind you for the Shmoneh Esrei, so you're not allowed to talk to somebody. You can't really do anything. You say yilaratzon, though, you are allowed to daven, and you're allowed to do these types of things that have a hefsek. Yeah. All right. Fine. That is all for tonight. Everybody should have a fine night and a good tvoch.
I'm going to Israel tomorrow morning.
You're going to Israel tomorrow for the bar mitzvah? No. Yeah.
Thursday.